What happened on Sunday was there are three, first of all, there are three young men coming from Juba on motorcycle. They were going to Yambio because their father is sick and their elder brother is the Bishop Samuel Penny. So these people, their vehicle was banned on the road between Lani and Boji. So, and then the vehicle was banned and there was no anybody and the three people disappeared. They were not known. Their whereabout is not known up to today. So, then later on, because the report came to the SSPDF that there is a motorcycle banned on the road. So they went to check on this motorcycle which was banned and then they were attacked. That was the first attack.
Who are buying the attacks?
Sincerely speaking, I wouldn't know anybody because there is no trace of them, and also there is no any casual any person who is captured, maybe to give information that this person, we are group of these people. So there was nobody who was captured or who was wounded, found maybe down and to be questioned. So there is nobody who is to give us clearly who are these attackers.
Being the commissioner, you are also the head of the security committee. How come you are not aware about the identity of the attackers?
I wouldn't know because South Sudan, everybody is holding gun in their hand. So I wouldn't know which group is this that is attacking. As I said, if there was a person who was maybe captured by the SSPDF and investigated, I would know this group belongs to this person, this group belongs to this group. But from the search, there was nobody who was to give clear information this person is. What I know is I only know that SSPDF was attacked, but the group who attacked SSPDF, I don't know them.
Talk to me about security on the Juba Mundri Road. Are vehicles moving on this road?
Yeah, the vehicles are moving. As I was about to be talking to you, on Tuesday morning also there was attack on police at the roadblock, and also these attackers went and marched up to the SSPDF the commando place. But unfortunately also they were repelled and then they left. The next one is also on Lani SSPDF. So as I was telling you, sincerely speaking, I wouldn't know who are this group, and I wish one of them is captured to be able to tell me who they are. And if I know who they are, I think I will engage them in a dialogue, at least to know the problem they are having and holding arms against civilians or against or the people of Mundi East. But generally, I can assure you, since June, the road was very safe. Everybody was moving on this road very safely, except these two incidents which took place on Sunday and on Tuesday. So this is what has made the people a bit scared. Yesterday evening, the civilian vehicle coming from Juba also there was a shooting, random shooting on the civilian.
How big is the size of the South Sudan Army in the area?
Well, I wouldn't be able to know how big is the force. What I know is I know that there is a forces of SSPDF, but I do not count their number because their parade should be with their leaders of the SSPDF.
Why are vehicles being attacked when you have the army stationed along the roads?
I bet you know that the SSPDF are there. And whoever who has a gun in their hands and they're doing what they are doing, what else can the SSPDF do when these attacks? I wish they are informing the SSPDF that tomorrow we shall be attacking here on the road, so the SSPDF can patrol. But I can assure you, the SSPDF does patrol on the road. That is why people even don't fear to move. That's why the vehicles also come, because the SSPDF does patrol to take care of the people on the road.
What is the impact of this attack on the population in the area?
The people of Mundu East are very sad. And I wish the people who are attacking, know the feelings of the people of Mundu East. Because I can assure you, the people of Mundu East has done a lot of harming. What they want now is to enjoy this relative peace so that they are able to harvest their groundnuts, their sesame, their maize, their cassava, and their sorghum. But unfortunately, this opportunity is not given to them. Once there is an attack on the road, everybody is scared because they don't know what might conspire the next day. So this really makes the life of people of Mundu East very miserable. And I wish the gun holders would think about the people of Mundu East and people of Western Equatoria, that enough is enough. And guns can never solve any problem unless there is a sitting on the round table to discuss issues that affect individuals and even the people who are holding guns.